doing this. Where are you? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. To believe in it so much, Pastor George and Terry, to believe in it so much that you set it aside and allow nights of just demonstration. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller of places that want to do that. But everything around this property is just written with L-O-V-E all over it. And that's what, you know, we always say the power of God, but really the power of God was the love of God in action. It's him wanting to back up what he says that by his stripes that you're really healed. And so this is all, and you don't need me to touch you tonight. You don't need me to, I mean, this place right now is permeating. You could fry an egg on the floor right now. I'll tell you. So if you hit this floor, something's going to happen, or if you don't hit it. All you have to do tonight is to believe. But see, as easy as that sounds, it takes different things for each of us to believe. Everything, oh, everything, but to believe. And tonight, you're here in a corporate setting where you can have your faith and hook up with other people's faith. And I expect things to happen. I expect people to get healed of things that it's even going to shock you. Most of the miracles we see are happening right now in the meetings is shocking the very people. Because the first words of the mouth, I don't believe this happened. I don't believe this. And I say, shh, don't say that. But it's so true because God goes what above and beyond what we can even ask or think and sometimes even what we believe. But he's here tonight to heal long-term illnesses. Cancel scheduled surgeries. Lift the sentence of death off of you. I mean, he's here to break anything generational. He's here to help you sleep all night. Wake up the next morning refreshed. He's here to help you what have not any aches or pains after 40, after 50, after 60, after 70. Come on, say amen. And all you have to do tonight is just pay attention. When it comes your moment or when something begins to change in your body. It can happen so very quickly. Why is it that if the beginning of every disease, there's a symptom, and we take our symptoms very, very serious, enough to even think that you have cancer before you have an x-ray, or you have a brain tumor, or you have MS, or you have Parkinson's, or... You know, because you're on the internet way too much. Come on, say amen. Or maybe just on the wrong page. Maybe I should say it like that. But the worst thing to do is to get on the internet to study your condition. No, get in Isaiah 53 and study your healing. Right? Is that right? Is that right? But why do we take the symptom of a disease I had a bad day. I forgot that. And I forgot that. Maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's. And if somebody down in your family line has something, and it's in the family line, it's in the history. And how quickly you reach a conclusion over something that is just a mild symptom. Why is it that whenever you're in a meeting and something that is a symptom disappears, you don't take the healing that serious? Because there's a rhythm to every disease. Disease has a rhythm to it. Pain has a rhythm to it. We should not be able to come into a room this size and break the rhythm of disease. I see better. Boy, that's a miracle in motion. My pain left. That's a miracle in motion. If you jump on it. If you take your removal of a symptom as serious as the symptom that you received, how much does it take for you to believe? Why do you come into a church service like this tonight and all of a sudden your eyes start clearing up? That's a hint sign that something's taking place. If the bird drops meat twice a day, something's going on around you. Come on. How long does it take you to figure out, hey, something's going on. That bird can't do that every day. Right? The first day, twice a day, because that's your pancreas empties twice a day. So twice a day, that food drops and you eat for free. You think, well, that bird just might be on drugs or something. Come on, say amen. or me might be confused. But every day, the Bible says, timely, every day. Elijah had to know something is going on around here. The quicker you can jump on the removing of, and I don't care how small it is. The olive branch that the dove carried wasn't a big branch. The beak of a dove is what? It's tiny. It's a tiny little branch. But it let Noah know that this thing is over. I mean, tonight I'm saying there's going to be so many things begin to disappear, it's going to shock you. Some of you are going to have to say, my God, I can't believe this, or I do believe this, but I don't want to say I don't believe it, but I do believe it. We had a guy get out of a wheelchair, he was in a wheelchair 20 years in Pittsburgh. Hadn't walked in 20 years. And I had to really, you know, the working of miracles, sometimes you have to work a little more. And when he got up and started walking, the whole way across the church in front of everybody, all he said was, I don't believe this. As he's walking, the first time in 20 years. So finally he had to say, would you shut up with I don't believe this? There's got to be a point where you begin to say, I believe. Whether you start hearing all of a sudden. We had there's a lady in Sarasota, in our Sarasota meeting. There's a doctor, his name is Dr. Mulholland. And Dr. Mulholland has some of these patients of his, he sends patients to this meeting, to our meeting. He brought a lady, stage 4 cancer. Her T38 vertebrae had completely been disintegrated. Okay, completely gone. No x-ray, there's no bone there, no fragments there. Brought her in stage 4, she had weeks to live, if that. Well, the power of God hits her in that meeting. And all she could say to him, I didn't know this till later, all she could say to him is she said, I just feel different. Now, there's no x-ray machines. We don't have any x-ray machines here tonight. And we have no blood doctors in the house to test your blood. So your faith is going to have to go to work. But your mind's going to have to go to work. Why should your symptom remove here? Why would it go away? Why would your arms be not painful? Why would your ears be clear? Why would your hernia disappear? Why would the lumps on your breast disappear? Anyhow, she goes back to Dr. Mulholland. If you're ever in that Sarasota, you want to go to a good doctor. She goes back to the doctor and tells him, she said, I can't believe it. She said, he touched me, and she said, this power went all through me. And all I know is that I just feel different. And sometimes I get this little bit of heat in there. They went, did CAT scans, x-rays. Not only was the cancer gone, the whole vertebrae grew completely back. Come on. Oh, you better do a little better than that. And then in Pittsburgh, I'm praying for a lady. She comes up, she's yellow jaundice from cancer, liver cancer, jaundice. If you know, I'm sure you know what that is. She comes up, and I was just touching people near the end of the meeting to make sure we got as many people in that we could get in. Well, I got to her, and I didn't get to touch her. She just goes under the power. So I went to go by her. I was walking right by her to get to the next person, and I just glanced at her, and I thought, well, am I that tired? Is my eyes playing tricks on me? She's turning white. And I said, so I looked at her, and, you know, sometimes you want to get confirmation. So I had a couple of the ushers come over. I said, what do you guys see there? And the usher said, oh, my God, she's turning white. Well, the camera's zoomed in on it, and she turned from yellow jaundice. Now, I don't know that lady personally, but I think when you get up and look in the mirror, I don't know if you need an x-ray or not. I don't think so. If you want to, for courtesy's sake, there's got to be a point where you grab this thing, you know, where the first sign of anything changing in you tonight. And I never touched her. Never touched her in one, you know, da-da-da-da. And that's what's going to happen in this meeting tonight. But to do that, you have to be in touch with what you need to leave you tonight. Sometimes we come here, we get caught up in worship and the anointing and the preaching, and we forget that our hearing is terrible. You know, you have three little bones on each ear that as you get older, those bones get fragile and they do break. And a lot of hearing loss is because of these broken bones. And we've seen so many of those completely healed right in the meeting. And as a matter of fact, I was telling Pastor George, we were in Louisville here a couple weeks ago, and a lady flew in from Virginia in a wheelchair, could not walk, and she had Hashimoto's. She says, we were watching the service at Eagle Mountain. Remember the Joan Green here? I don't know if Joan's here tonight or not. But Joan was right over here with the Hashimoto and couldn't walk, had all the tremors. They flew this lady, and because of the seed that was planted out of this service right here. And she flew from Virginia to Louisville, Kentucky. And she's, I'm planning on something very similar to Joan. And the power hits this lady. She got healed. She's running all over the church. And she said, I'm leaving my wheelchair here. So, come on, give God a big, big shout. Listen to me. You have to really lock in tonight and just believe that this is your night. But what I'm asking you to do is this. A little different tonight, we want to do this. We're going to have microphones on each side. Someone will be over here. The moment you sense something changing, we'll move however God wants to move tonight. We'll pray for you. If the gifts move in the word of knowledge, we'll do that. But don't wait for that. The moment you reach in there, you should be checking all night long. See, that's a sign of faith, because faith reaches. Faith is movement. Say that, faith is movement. You know, and God is looking to give you a sign. And that sign is, well, that hernia is gone. Now, let me give you a little hint. That's time to get happy. You don't need my permission or Pastor George's permission to run around the church and scream, it's gone, it's gone, thank God it's gone. We'll get the clue that something left. Come on, say amen. But we don't want to turn this into just lines of people waiting, because your faith ebbs and flows. And I'm convinced that as these crowds grow and they're larger crowds, he's already touching you. He's just wanting you to acknowledge that. See, whatever you acknowledge grows. Whatever you acknowledge, he'll affirm. And one of the neatest miracles happened at Paul Brady's church just a while back. God was touching people, healing people. And this little boy, I shouldn't say little, he's probably 13 or 14. He's sitting in the audience. I need to borrow a pair of glasses. Rick, can I borrow your glasses? He's sitting in the audience, and as people were getting healed, he wore these red glasses, and I didn't know him, didn't know who he was connected to. So he had these glasses on, and as God's healing people, this little kid with no instruction is going like this while these people are being healed. He's going like this. Testing to see if his eyes are any different. Now watch this. So the whole time, he showed me later what he was doing. He was going like, just taking a peek. All of a sudden, he bumped his mother, and his mother said, shh, don't pay attention, shh. He said, Mom, I can see the same without the glasses as I can with the glasses. Somebody better praise him. Somebody better shout a little. Now, he, without any help from anybody, was doing exactly what you need to do tonight. No one's gonna be concerned about you reaching back here to see, or in here to see, or if you have to go to the restroom to see. Your faith is believing that something's taking place. That's what makes all of this work, is you believing that in a moment of time, everything is gonna change. How many believe that? Amen. Come on, put your hands up one more time and say, tonight. Somewhere in the course of this service, intervention is going to take place. And something's going to disappear. I'm going to get my strength back. My memory back. My get up and go back. My bravery back. My hunger for the Word of God. I'm going to get it back. I will pursue. I will overcome all. And tonight is my defining moment. Devil, your kingdom's coming down. Somebody give God a big shout. Come on. My God. But what this whole weekend is about is just about these meetings. This morning at, I believe it was 10 o'clock, Pastor George was in here teaching. And if you would have heard, I watched it from my hotel, you should have seen or heard that teaching about the name. You can never get enough. And one thing I like about Kenneth, I love when he says, now let's set our eyes on the Word of God. Because a lot of times we know verses, we know the Bible, we know it well, many of us, but we haven't set our eyes on something afresh. There's something about what you know with your mind and your memory, your spirit. There's something about that natural look, those natural ears. Because every day we hear junk. Every day this culture bathes us in conflict and controversy. Come on, it's all over everywhere. That's why it's called social media and not spiritual media. Come on, say amen. Is that right? So this morning was, but tomorrow morning, I was talking to Pastor Terry. She wouldn't give me all the in and outs of what she's teaching on tomorrow morning. But you take a break. Take a healing day tomorrow. You know, just take, tomorrow's Saturday. Most of you are off. Some of you may work. But just take a healing day. Just, I'm going to make this whole day about healing. Consecrate it. From the time the sun comes up, get out here in the morning, get the teaching, do whatever God has you do in the afternoon. Put some value on it. Let God see that you're putting forth the same effort that took to rip off the roof of the neighbor, or to climb the tree like Zacchaeus, or to jump in the shadow like they did of Peter. Oftentimes, more effort is required. Not more works, more effort to get to that him. Come on, thinking, saying, getting in where the anointing is, you know, and that, I believe that these miracles on the mountain, this is number 3, by the way. Can you hardly believe 3 miracles on the mountain? How many have been to a miracle on the mountain before? Let me see. How many have been to 1 of them? 2 of them. How many is here for the 3rd time? How many have come to miracles on the mountain? 4, 5, and 6. How about 7, 8, and 9? Oh, come on, 10, 11, and 12. The moment you sense the change, I want you out of your seat. I don't care how little of a change it is. When that rhythm is broke, that's when you have to act. If you can handle that on your, but when you go public with that broken rhythm, that's where the anointing just sweeps in to begin to finish. Don't ever think something's too small or too little or too insignificant. Because it shouldn't be able, it should not be able to break like that. And you know, if you're here with macular degeneration of the eyes, and your eyes are turning into pinholes, and you can't see like, and all of a sudden you can see, that's something to shout about. But I just wouldn't be quiet about it and sneak out of here like the woman with the issue. She tried to get a touch and get home, come on. And he said, hey, if you're going to take it, I want you to come back and take all of it. And he did a number on, called her by, you know, daughter, meaning she had an orphan heart. Go in peace, meaning she had no peace. He said, be made whole of the plague, meaning what? This will never happen. This will never reoccur again. Somebody better give God a shout right now. Come on. Come on, give God a big, big shout in this place. So like that little boy over at the Millennial Church in Tulsa, be thinking about why you're here, what you're after. And be ashamed of nothing. Be ashamed of nothing. When I had cancer, dying with cancer a long, long time ago and taken into the Catherine Kuhlman meeting, boy, I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't want to go public. I didn't want to die. So I'm in a mess, right? I didn't want anyone to know. And wouldn't it be great if God just did everything in private? Wouldn't that be cool if he delivered you of all the demons in private? Come on, say amen. Renewed your mind in private. He did all your inner healing in private. Took all care of all your stuff. He chose the public place for a lot of things. He chose the synagogue, the marketplace, the houses of many times. Sometimes he would be private. But for a lot of those meetings, he wanted to do something public. Why? He wants the glory to be seen. And so it's not just your healing. You get healed, it belongs to the kingdom. You got something to talk about. You got a conversation piece. You got something to help everybody and anybody. You have an anointing on your story. The word you have to learn, but the story you own. Come on, say, no one can refute my story. That's one of the most powerful. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So tonight, let's believe that you sitting here tonight, that there's going to be some amazing testimonies happen right now. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear the moment that pain is gone, like I said, some of these symptoms that you're facing. Because one day of doubt turned into 40 years of wondering. I'm going to say that again. Say one day of doubt and unbelief turned into 40 years. What will one night of faith do for you? Oh, you better give him a shout right now. Come on. What? That's a whole generation.